Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. We are live and we are local on the weekends too. And one of my favorite people to have on is Dr. Lori V. First, met her at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show a number of years ago. And not only a great time on the air, but we've become friends as well and love having her back. And she joins us now. Dr. Lori, welcome back to KDKA Radio.
Hello, my friend. It's nice to be with you. Happy October.
Happy October to you, too. And, you know, one of the reasons why I love having you on is that we have such a great time when we do the psychic appraisals. And then we're also able to help people in the process, too, of figuring out ways of making money. That's kind of like what the focus is going to be on this time for you being on with us, is that there are great money-making opportunities that are out there as people are struggling to figure out what they're going to do to kind of like make ends meet and keep their family going. There's money to be made in the reselling of items online. Explain to us how that works.
Yeah, I mean, people are more and more getting comfortable with technology. I think some of the things that the recent, albeit horrible, pandemic has done for us is we got a little bit more comfortable with technology because we had to. We had to learn about Zoom. We had to do video calls. We had to, you know, start doing this kind of stuff on a more regular basis. And also, we descended into the basement. You know, we closed the door, and we never really look in there, and who knows what's in the tubs, you know, in the basement. But we went into the basement. We started to clean out some of the clutter, and lots of people are making a lot of money selling these everyday items. Yeah, antiques, collectibles, and on all different types of things. But when I do video call appraisals, you would be amazed at the money that people are making by knowing how to following my tips on YouTube and knowing how to actually sell these pieces online, you know, learning how to basically identify something properly and, you know, follow me and learn what kind of expertise I can share with them so they can actually learn how to sell this stuff, because there's a huge market for a lot of stuff that you might consider to be just junk, or you just don't need it, or you're thinking, do I need it, grandma's the third pasta bowl of my grandmother's. I got one. I don't need 12, right?
Right, of course. No, I hear what you're saying. DrLoriV.com, the website, YouTube. Go to youtube.com/DrLoriV to see some of these videos. And I got to tell you, Martine and I were going through the kitchen, and we were getting rid of some things that just didn't need, but there are still some items I just can't let myself break from, and one of them is a crank handle meat grinder that was my grandmother's.
Yeah, and my grandmother had one of those too.
It's sitting in the cupboard.
Attaches to the countertop?
Right.
Like a vise? Yeah.
Yes, I just can't let go of it. I've never used it one time. My grandmother's been gone now for 22 years.
Yeah.
But I just can't let go.
Yeah, it's hard because the objects come with emotions. You know, you think of your grandmother and you're back at her table and you're thinking of her and your mother used it. No, that was grandma's. We all had this experience. Mm. My family certainly did. And basically, you'd be surprised, but people are looking for those objects and people are buying and selling them on places like eBay and Ruby Lane and Etsy. Lots of people are opening up their own Etsy stores. They're following me so they can properly identify and properly evaluate, get the right value for these pieces, because you got all these yahoos out there who don't know what they're talking about, who just go, oh, I think it's worth this, and they're losing a lot of money. So I like to tell people, here's what it's really worth, here's what it really is, and here are the different places, because there's not always one best place to market your items. Mm-hmm. Here are some of the places you have to think about, and you have to realize that you might be thinking, it's not worth much to me, it won't be worth much to anybody else, but I want to teach you how to actually learn how it's worth more and where the best places to sell something is. You know, it's not just as easy as, oh, I Googled it, because now what's happening is you got all these people who are not good sources who are telling you misinformation on the internet. So you got to know the source.
YouTube.com/Dr. Lori V. What do you mean that there isn't one best place to sell everything? So some things sell better on some sites than others?
Some things sell better in different places. Like everyone says, okay, I'm just going to put it up. We'll just use eBay as an example. Yeah, okay. Sure. You could sell a lot of different stuff on eBay. Will you always get top dollar? Well, you have to know your object, and you have to know where the people who are buying for top dollar are buying your type of object. So this is harder than just, oh, I went and I did a search, and I found that somebody else sold, you know, the cookie jar or your grandmother's, you know, grinder, your grandmother's sausage grinder to make brajol or something, on eBay for $50. But then there is, you know, these other many other sites, like maybe, you know, hypothetically, you know, vintage, you know, antique sausagegrinders.com has them, and people are paying $90. Well, you've got to know the market. There's an analysis of the market going on. People don't want to admit this. They just want to go, okay, I saw it on this place and it's $40. But you know what? Somebody who's analyzing the market all day, every day, and let me tell you, I'm not married. I have no kids. I have no hobbies. I don't bake. This is all I do. So this is how I know. And people say, oh, okay, Dr. Lori, I understand what you're saying. There's not just one place that's the best place. You have to know where the pieces sell best.
YouTube.com/Dr. Lori V to find out more. Something else I have to bring up too is that as we were going through what we have, we were setting things aside. Okay, what goes to the trash, and then what are we going to donate? And I'm wondering, Doc, not only do you have a lot of people who are saying, okay, now here's what I found, how can I make money with this? But then you have other people who say, listen, I don't want to go through all that. I just want to donate it. That means that there may be some great finds at Goodwills and Salvation Armies and others that sell things secondhand.
Tremendous. Tremendous. One of my clients found a table for $20 at Goodwill. He asked me to identify it. I identified it for him. He sold it for $90,000. Okay? You think that people aren't donating good stuff? You're thinking, I'm going to donate the Tupperware. I'm thinking I'm going to donate the Tupperware. Guess what? People are donating. Kids are coming home. They've been away. Their parents passed away. Their grandparents passed away. They got to clean out the whole house. They live, you know, in California. They got to come home to Pittsburgh, clean out the house. It's a big headache. They just are like, I'm donating it all. Come with the truck. The folks at Goodwill, great people that they are, you know, but in fact, they aren't experts in knowing what everything is. And there's so much stuff there. You can find all kinds of stuff. But that's just one example. Paintings are a fantastic example of what people are missing. They are missing the artwork because they can't identify it. And people are coming to me going, well, I picked up this painting, Dr. Lori. I don't really know what it is. The margin for what you could pay at a Goodwill or a Salvation Army or a thrift store on something like that is so low, and you can flip it online for thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, I've seen it for years and years, and I've been focusing on them in my Real Bargains on my YouTube channel. You would be shocked at what is found at thrift stores, all kinds of thrift stores. And you're helping the thrift store, sure, but you're also helping yourself. It is a huge, huge new business market for lots of people. Lots of people are saying, I mean, people will on my YouTube channel have told me in the comments, hey, Dr. Lori, I'm watching your videos. I'm taking advantage of your tips. I'm learning from you. I make $4,000 or $5,000 more each month just following what you're teaching me.
$4,000 to $5,000 a month?
A month more on top of, and people are quitting their full-time jobs. They're going, I'm just going to follow you because you're telling me what it is and you're telling me the truth. And you're not one of the people who's trying to buy and sell like these other people. So, it's basically, I can teach them how to do it. I've done it at the home show circuit for a million years. But I've also been doing it, of course, on YouTube. And people are starting to realize, oh, my gosh, I can actually quit that job I don't like. Or I can have another whole career. I can do my second act. Or I can start my own business online. And they're becoming comfortable with the technology, and I'm teaching them how to do it. And with Art Antiques and Collectibles, the stuff is right in your house, or it's $2 or $3 at a yard sale, a flea market, or the thrift stores. It's a huge market.
Dr. Lori V, the website, once again, drlorive.com, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Dr. Lori V. If you have a question for her about how you can make some money with what we're talking about so far, you're welcome to give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. More with Dr. Lori V in a moment on KDK Radio. Much for tuning in to KDK Radio. We are live and we are local on the weekends too. If you've not done so, you're going to want to download the radio.com app. That way you can go back and listen to these two segments again with Dr. Lori V. All you have to do is hit the rewind button and you can go back and listen to it all and how you can make a really great side hustle during this pandemic. There's always opportunities. And that's one of the things that, Dr. Lori, that whatever is happening, there's always an opportunity in that for people who are looking for those chances, a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, if you will. My question for you is this. If someone were to go and take advantage of what you have at your YouTube channel and then begin to try to incorporate this, are they looking at a big financial outlay to set this up to get things going, or can they do it on a shoestring budget? Doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're still there? Okay.
Yes.
Let me re-ask the question. When it comes to people being able to make money the way we've been describing in the previous segment, is it something that people need to have some degree of savings set aside, or can they do this on a shoestring budget and begin to start making money by selling things?
Start with $25. Go to the thrift store. Follow the items that I lay out for you that are going to be very low in cost, and they can be flipped for very high value. Sometimes it's as simple as, something at the thrift store like a teapot. If you know which one is going to be more valuable once you resell it, you could do it on a shoestring. You don't have to have, I'm saving for this business I'm going to run. I'm going to teach you how to do it. And I've been doing it, and it's been very successful for people. So, it's not difficult. It's just you have to watch my videos. How hard is it to watch a video? Watch the videos and learn what's what. The people at Goodwill and the people at Salvation Army and the people at the Care and Share thrift stops and all the thrift stores, they're doing good work. And, people like you and Martina are saying, we want to donate something. And a lot of the time the stuff is, of course, very, saleable and very useful for folks who may need, some help and may not want to spend a lot of money on a particular item that's necessary for them. So that's great. They can go get it. But then a lot of people are also going and actually using the thrifting to make and supplement their income. So no, I don't think you need really anything other than the education that I'm offering really for free on YouTube.
All right. Now, you mentioned a couple of different people. One that took advantage of this table that they bought for $20 and sold it for, $90,000. And then another who took advantage of what they learned and was able to make a lot of money off of paintings. Do you recommend that people find something that interests them and then just become little experts, if you will, on just that item? Or is it something that you can really scattershot and just go into one of these facilities and say, I'm not quite sure why, but I can maybe find some nuggets in the rough here, some diamonds in the rough?
Yeah. Well, it's great if you can become that, I'm an expert on, Japanese teapots. Okay, that's fine. But what if you go to the thrift store that day and there's no Japanese teapots? Now you've wasted your day.
Okay.
Right? So, and that's the same thing at the yard sale, because it's all at the church sale. Everybody's always having church sales, right? Mm-hmm. And what are the tips to do that? But basically, I can teach you how to recognize quality. And because of my background, I know everyone goes, she's Dr. Lori. Right. Because of that background, I can teach you the whole gamut. Do you have to learn all of it? No. If you want to pick and choose and say, I like ceramics, or I like paintings, or I like vintage pocketbooks and shoes and clothes, sure. Just know how to identify the quality, and I'll show you how to do it. And then on the other side of it, I'll also show you how to sell it, because there are tips and tricks that you need in order to get more eyes on your listing once you post it online. That's another facet of this. It's not only being able to identify and recognize what's going to be valuable outside of the thrift environment, like the cheap environment. It's also important for you to know, hey, how do I sell it? Maybe it's a Beanie Baby. Do you know which one is really valuable? Well, I do, and I'm going to share it with you. Got to watch the videos.
YouTube.com/Dr. Lori V. Are you engaged in any of this? Do you take your own advice when it comes to buying things and listing things and making extra money at these? And why or why not?
I'm an honest, ethical appraiser. I don't buy or sell anything that I appraise. So you don't have to compete with me. And I've always done that. It's been 22 years of appraisals. Public appraisals, big events for museums, private collectors. You know, I've appraised the Leonardo da Vinci's that people would say, she appraised the Leonardo da Vinci. Yes, I have. So from everything to that to, you know, your grandmother's pasta bowl, I've appraised the whole gamut. And I don't want to compete with you. I'm a teacher. I want you to learn it. I want you to succeed. And I can show you how to do it. So I'm using all this experience, and I'm offering it to you on YouTube. There have been people, let me tell you, in my life who I said, oh, my gosh, why don't you just do this yourself?
Right.
Well, I'm trying to teach all of you how to do it. And I'm having a happy career doing that. But I really think this is something that people have said, hey, you know, we've known Dr. Lori for years. We know what her background is. We know what her mission is. We know that she wants us to succeed at this. I've seen people succeed. I've helped them do it. And the thing about it is that it's very, very prevalent in our culture. It really is all about our shopping culture. We all love to shop. So
yes.
We're seeing how we're able to do this, and we're able to help others too. There are some of the people who are following me who say, you know what, I buy at the thrift stores, I resell it, or I buy at a yard sale, I resell it, and I give the money to charity. I just like it. It keeps me active. It keeps me occupied. Other people are doing it to help put kids through school or grandkids through school, or or they're giving more to their church or synagogue. It's all different reasons why people do it. I'm happy to be able to lead the charge.
And by subscribing to your channel at YouTube, I mean, it's not like it's costing people any money to do this. Because everybody's wondering when they hear about stuff like this, okay, what's the catch? You're selling a course, online course somehow or something?
No, it's YouTube. Go watch it. You can watch it at night. You know, you can pick me or the World Series. Well, after last night's game at the World Series, I might pick the World Series over me too. But I would say that, you know, you could pick it the same way we're watching anything else. And yes, you can watch it on your computer, on your phone, you know, at any point in time. Of course, it's all free. Just hit the bell, subscribe, and then you'll get fed more Dr. Lori videos. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of videos on the channel, and there's all kinds of tips that relate to those videos. So no, there is not a catch. Go ahead. It costs you nothing.
Dr. Lori V, YouTube channel, youtube.com/Dr. Lori V, website drlorive.com. One of the things that I've noticed in the videos is that you have fun the entire time.
I mean, you have fun the entire time.
You do. Right. You have a great time doing these videos. You find humor and reasons to laugh throughout all of them.
Yeah, I really do have a great time. I have a fantastic staff, and I have for a long time. I'm very fortunate because I could have done none of this without them. And in addition to that, I do have a lot of folks who say, hey, Dr. Lori, you know, we want you to come, whether it's the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show or other places all over, or if it's a fundraiser event or for the Boys and Girls Club of the United States, whatever it might be, the military, whoever. And I do have a lot of fun. The videos are a lot of fun. We are taping them from my Bucks County studio in Pennsylvania, and then we tape them on location other places too. The audiences are great. I will say that the Pittsburgh audiences have always been good to me for years and years and years, and so has, of course, the folks at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. I'm very, very devoted to them, and also to KDKA. So, but having said all that, yes, it's a whole lot of fun. I love the objects. I love the history I have since I was a little kid, and I was able really to make my life's work something that I really loved. I was very lucky, so I feel that it's only my job that I should share this with everybody else.
30 seconds I have left. Are you hearing anything about the ability to be able to go back on tour again anytime soon?
All of this is based on, of course, what can happen with, of course, our leaders and the government and, you know, what's going to be safe. All of the producers of large public events want to keep their guests and me, you know, safe. So I have not heard, you know, I don't have an inside track on it, but okay. I know all of these folks to be honest people and forthright people. I think if you ask them, they would tell you what they know. I think basically and hopefully we'll have some good news. I'm hoping that 2021 will bring lots more good news than 2020 did. You know, if there's an opportunity for me to be with everybody, of course, I'll want to be there. We have to make sure that my guests and my large audiences are safe and that I'm safe, too.
YouTube.com/Dr. Lori V. Dr. Lori, thank you very much for your time.
Be safe. It's nice to talk with all of you. Take care of yourself, Rob, and take care of Martina.
Will do.
Bye-bye.